rewriting the rules of the ancient battle. While the effects of our beliefs play out in our relationships and health, ultimately, we're talking about what we viewed in the past as the ancient battle mentioned previously, the fight between light and dark forces playing out in our bodies and in the world. For millennia, we've been conditioned to polarize these forces in our lives, to choose one and destroy the other. Although the battle is at least 2,000 years old, it's clearly with us today. We see it playing out through the technology and the beliefs of the 21st century. As with any battle, we've got to ask ourselves the question, if we're using the right strategy, then why hasn't somebody won? Is it possible that the ancient battle between light and dark is not a battle to be won or lost in the usual sense of the word? What if the whole idea is to change the rules that keep the battle going rather than to win the battle? What if the secret to this battle is less about winning and more about how we change the core beliefs that hold it in place? Maybe the key to the great battle between light and dark plays out as little skirmishes right in front of us all the time. If so, what can we learn from them? I've known people, for example, who say to me that they only associate with others who are of the light, or that the forces of darkness have taken over their friends and families. And when they do, I answer them with a single question. I invite them to draw the line between the two. I ask them to show me where the light ends and the darkness begins, and the moment that they even attempt to do so, I can show them something even more powerful than the forces of light and dark themselves. Because the instant that they begin to draw that line, they have just fallen into the ancient trap that keeps them locked into the very polarizing beliefs they tell me they're trying to escape. Here's the reason why. It's their judgment about good and evil, that one is better or more deserving of its existence than the other, that assures they will remain in that very condition, the condition they've told me that they want to change. Now, I'm not suggesting that my friends condone or agree with what darkness can bring into our lives. There is a huge difference, however, between judging these forces and discerning that they exist and what they represent. And it's in this subtle, yet huge difference that we find the secret that allows us to rise above the polarity and to heal the battle. Not just to survive the battle between light and dark, but to become greater than the opposites that the battle itself allows. This is what I believe the dream I described in the last section is all about. Well, for some people, the thought of blending light and dark into a single, potent force in our lives is something they always believed was possible, yet maybe never knew quite how to realize. For others, however, the very thought of reconciling these two forces is the strangest thing that they could imagine. It flies in the face of everything that they've ever been taught and may even sound like heresy. That is, however, until we look at the facts. Fact number one, the beliefs and the feelings that we hold in our hearts are having an ongoing conversation with our brains in each moment of every day. Fact number two, during that conversation, our heart tells our brain to send love chemistry or fear chemistry into our bodies. Fact number three, chronic love chemistry affirms and perpetuates life in our bodies. Fact number four, chronic fear chemistry denies life in our bodies. And fact number five, to internalize the belief that two forces are battling with different agendas is to invite the battle into your body and into your life. So question, based on these facts, does it make sense to remain engaged in an ongoing battle between light and dark by seeing one as a friend and the other as an enemy? Or does it make more sense to recognize that both are necessary, and in fact, they're required for our three-dimensional world of electrons and protons, day and night, male and female, life and death to exist? Belief Code 23 summarizes the key to transcending our personal battle between the forces of light and dark. To heal the ancient battle, we may find that it's less about defeating one or the other and more about choosing our relationship to both. While for some people, describing our relationship with polarity as a battle is a metaphor, for others it plays out as the reality of their lives every day. Either way, what's key here is that the battle, actual or metaphorical, can only exist as long as our beliefs hold it in place. As I healed my judgments regarding light and dark, that healing was reflected in every relationship from romance and partnerships to business and finances. It was immediate, and it all began with a simple shift in what I held to be true about a belief that runs so deep in our collective subconscious that we may not even recognize it. Yet it is so universal that it affects all of us in each moment of every day. And it all comes down to the great question of whether we believe that there are two separate forces, one that likes us and one that doesn't, or that there is a single force that works in many and varied ways to give us our experience. Once we reconcile the powers of light and darkness as elements of the same force, then the question becomes, how do we use this unified force in our lives? And this is where thinking of belief as a computer program becomes so potent. As it is with any program, if you know the code, you choose the limits. Belief is that code. If we know how to create the right kind of belief, then our ideas of what is and isn't change forever. In other words, nothing is impossible in a world based in belief.